Hello there. Get ready to smile again with Radio's Home. Make and Say, written by Paul Reimer, is brought to you each weekday by the makers of the new Sure Mix Crisco.
Hey, don't drop it, Bobby. Don't worry. Here's some cookies for you. Give me some of those fudge squares.
Okay.
Say, how about these? They got mincemeat in them.
Look at the swell icing on top.
Gee, these are wonderful.
Hey. Gee, I think Mom's coming.
Gosh, let's feed it. We don't want her to catch us wiping cookies again.
I just can't keep the kids away from the cookie jar when it's filled with the grand, crunchy cookies you get with Crisco's free holiday cookie recipe. A brand new recipe that's waiting for you at your store. Why, just listen, you can make three different kinds of cookies, and every one a surefire hit with holiday appetites. Coconut fruit macaroons with candied fruits inside. Rich chocolate fudge squares, chocolate full of pecans, and frosted mincemeat bars. And good, wonderful new cookie variations come from just one batter. Yep, the same batter, and you get about 50 festive, delicious cookies in each batch. Oh, and they're so easy to make, you don't roll. Just spread it in a pan and bake. Then cut into squares. Oh, don't let your family miss these tasty Crisco holiday cook-up and extra batch for some of the boys in the service who spend their Christmas baby this year. A big box full of these homemade Crisco cookies will bring real Christmas cheer to the boys. And say, you're going to find on the back of the free Crisco cookie recipe. Yep, there's a recipe for tender, spicy mint pumpkin pie. Plus, Crisco's new surefire pastry method that's surefire for flaky, tender pie. Be sure. Your Crisco dealer is waiting to give you a free copy of Crisco's holiday recipes. That's right. So get your free holiday recipes from your Crisco. Well, sir, it's early evening as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. Vic has apparently said something to upset his wife because she's regarding him wrathfully.
Listen. Nuisance? It's a lot more than just a nuisance. It's a big, mean job of work.
Well, I didn't know, kiddo.
No, you never know. That's the man of it.
Trivial thing in the world. He handed me a wad of bills and says, Gook, here's $20. Next time the missus goes shopping, ask me to pick me up a few Christmas presents. Mail them.
What?
Well, that's not much of a chore, is it?
I have to pick out a bunch of presents, wrap them, address them, and mail them, huh?
Well, I never thought anything about it, say. I imagine it's something you could maybe do in 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's the man of it. I bet if somebody gave you a bucket of paint and a brush and said, next time the missus is down on Center Street, ask her to put a couple of coats of green paint on the people's bank builder, you'd take it.
Oh, hey. A ray of sunshine. Bully wants you to buy yourself a Christmas present. I'll pay you for your trouble.
What kind of a Christmas present?
Any kind you want, I guess. Take it out of the $20.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, I'm a bet here.
How many Christmas presents am I supposed to pick out?
I got a list here in my pocket.
Let's see it.
Well, it says, I'm a bachelor, Gook. I don't know what to buy for people. Think your missus would help me out?
Is that the list?
Yeah. Mr. and Ms. R.K. Lieferts. 1109 West Kilgore Avenue, Pittsburgh, Ohio.
Well, who are Mr. and Mrs. R.K. Lieferts, 1109 West Kilgore Avenue, Pittsburgh, Ohio?
Who knows?
Are they Mr. Bullard's cousins or uncles or in-laws or something?
Who knows?
What shall I buy for? How much shall I spend on?
Well, have a heart, kiddo.
Read the next thing.
If I'm to be tortured and made miserable over this, I'm almost tempted to undertake the job myself.
You go right ahead.
Strike me as such a task, walking in a department store and picking up a few odds and ends.
Don't it?
No.
Read the next name on the list.
Cyril, May, Eugene, Agnes, Henry, and Edna Goody. Brewer Route 8, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Is that all one family?
I suppose. All got the same last name, Goody.
Are they children? Does Mr. Buller want them each to have a separate present, or does he want just a single present for the whole outfit?
Well, I expect you can use your own judgment on that. Because he said, tell the missus she's a free agent, Gook. Won't make the slightest difference to me what she picks out.
Read off them names again.
Cyril, May, Eugene, Agnes, Harry, and Edna Goody.
Sex, cigars, or shall I buy baby rattles?
Well, I imagine they're children.
Do you? What makes you imagine that?
They sound like children.
Sound like?
Oh, seven, maybe.
Brothers and sisters, you suppose?
Yeah.
Six brothers and sisters, all age seven. Boy, there's an outfit that's got that Canadian family with their quintuplets backed off the net.
We'll send them handkerchiefs. You can't can't go wrong on handkerchiefs no matter what they lead you.
Any others on your list?
Oh, quite a few more. Mr. and Mrs. Margaret Gack, 218 South Union Boulevard, Humphrey Side, Michigan.
Mr. and Mrs. Margaret Gack?
That's what Buller's got jotted down here.
Is the man's name Margaret?
I presume.
What kind of a Christmas present would you pick out for a Mr. Margaret Gack?
Handkerchief.
Handkerchief for Mrs. Margaret Gack, too?
Sure. Miss Olive Soppers, 213,529 North Oak Street, Seattle, Iowa. That can't be right.
Miss Olive Soppers, that's at 213,529 North Oak Street.
That can't be right.
Her home must be right near the edge of town.
Buller must have made a mistake.
When are you going to see Buller again?
Sometime in January. Cora, Mildred, Arnold, Allen, and Bertie Feach, Anderson, Wyoming.
Brothers and sisters?
I imagine.
What age do they sound like?
Oh,
22?
My handkerchief idea is a solution to this whole business. Everybody uses handkerchief.
Read me some more nice names.
Reverend Griswold J. Fix. Holy smoke.
What's the matter?
Name. I can't pronounce it. F-I-X-O-L-M-H-T-H-R-Y. Fix-Olmsby, I guess. Reverend Oriswell J. Fix-Olmsby.
Where does he live? 19,608,402 West Grove Street?
This is 716 Creeper Boulevard, Yatchman, Texas.
So is he like a nice handkerchief?
I would be charmed with a nice handkerchief.
Is that all the people?
No, Emmett Chindler Jr. and Moses.
Moses?
Yes.
Who's Moses?
Maybe his little boy.
Or his horse, or his dog, or his butler, or his uncle.
Well, it was awful sloppy the way he jotted down these names. Uh-huh. Emmett Chindler Jr. and Moses, room 619, Indianapolis, Wisconsin.
Room 619, Indianapolis, Wisconsin. That's some dandy address.
Emmett Chindler Jr. and Moses probably live in some hotel, and Buller carelessly forgot to put it down. Cyril, May, Eugene, Agnes, Harry, and Edna Jackson. Rural Route 10, Funnel Orchard, Montana.
Well, that's the same outfit you read before.
Uh-huh.
Well, sure it is. Look up at the top of your list there.
Oh,
I remember.
Oh, no, by George.
Sure, Cyril, May, Eugene, Agnes, Harry.
Oh, wait a minute. The people up at the top of the list are named Goody. They live in Minnesota. This other gag's name is Jackson, and they live in Montana.
Both outfits got the same bunch of first names?
Yeah. Cyril, May, Eugene, Agnes, Harry, and Edna Goody. Rural Route 8, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And down here, Cyril, May, Eugene, Agnes, Harry, and Edna Jackson. Rural Route 10, Funnel Orchard, Montana.
Quite a coincidence.
Yeah.
Any more nice people?
Culvert C. Culvert. Culvert Culvert Company. Culvert Building. 2126 Culvert Street. Culvert, Kentucky.
Oh, calm now.
No, that's down here.
Let's see one.
Culvert C. Culvert. Culvert Culvert Company. Culvert Building. 2126 Culvert Street. Culvert, Kentucky.
Hey, look at all those names. How much money did Mr. Buller give you?
$20.
And out of that $20, we'll have to come postage and everything.
$20 ought to stretch out okay if you buy handkerchiefs. I should think $20 is
$500.
I'll get it. Good news.
Wouldn't be surprised. Feel like
$500? Sure. Mr. and Mrs. Joel Eggwalk,
Wilkes,
South Dakota.
Both those people are all Mr. Buller's relations.
I imagine a good many are.
Yes. Oh, yes, Fred. Just had an idea with you. No, not a thing in the world. Why, I bet we'd jump at the chance. Sure. All right, Fred, we'll be looking for you. You bet, Fred. You bet. Goodbye, Fred. Let's pump up a tire. They'll be here in half an hour or so.
Uh-huh. Here's some relations.
Huh?
Glenn, Stover, Helen, Willis, and Farstall Buller, 560 West Wilkes Street, Mexico City, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Here's the last name on the list. Michigan, 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 Michigan.
What?
His name is Michigan. First name is Michigan. Lives in a town called Sishigan, Michigan.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Michigan, Michigan, Sishigan, Michigan.
Oh, my God.
Glad to see your good humor is restored, Steve.
How many names on that list?
34. K. Can you get 34 Akron handkerchiefs for 20 bucks?
Oh, sure.
I must just make the poster.
Oh, say $5.
At least $15 for handkerchief. Well, that's in the neighborhood of 45 cents per handkerchief. Can you get a pretty good grade handkerchief for 45 cents?
It's wonderful handkerchiefs for 45 cents.
I'll handle the mail and stuff.
All right.
I'll have to wrap the packages too, if you handle the address.
All right.
I like to do favors for Fuller because, after all, he's a big shot in the company.
Careful, Andrian.
Good old kind to keep off the grass, never look a gift horse in the mouth, trustworthy Bluetooth chest.
Bluetooth is with Rush down at the YMCA. Yes? Oh, yes, Fred. Oh, now, hey. No, but you're always treating. Well, all right. If you want to throw your lovely spondulics to the four winds, all right. What flavor ice cream do you want?
Maple.
I eat mustard. Maple. You appreciate Fred's
spice.
Tutti Frutti. He despises Tutti Frutti also.
What don't you despise?
Chocolate.
Okay, chocolate.
Fred! Fred is shouting and screaming his head off lemon for chocolate flavor. Yes. Yes. Fine. All righty, Fred. Goodbye. Maple.
Well, heck.
What if that young lady's address on Mr. Buller's list there, the list of far off?
Miss Olive Sopridge, 213,529 North Oak Street, Seattle, Iowa.
And who are the people that live in the room?
Emmett Chindle, Jr. and Moses, room 619, Indianapolis, Wisconsin.
And the Calvert fella?
Culvert C. Culvert. Culvert Culvert Company. Culvert Building. 2126 Culvert Street, Culvert, Kentucky.
And the man that's name and address and everything all right.
Mr. Michigan Michigan of Michigan, Michigan.
Which concludes another brief interlude of that small house halfway up in the next block. But be sure to come along when we visit Vic and Save the next time. This is Ed Riley speaking.
Do you want your stockings to wear and wear and wear? Well, I'll tell you what it takes. Ivory Flakes, nightly care with Ivory Flakes. Helps end runners. And all of us women, I guess, feel that longer stocking wear is mighty important today, because silk stockings may soon be hard to get. So please remember, don't let your stockings pile up. Help them wear longer by washing them every night with new Ivory Flakes.
Yes, friends, Ivory Flakes care is wonderful for stockings. Why, we have records of stocking wear made by women who tested many leading brands of stockings for us with new Ivory Flakes. Records that mount up to 251, 260, more than 315 hours of wear from a single pair of stockings. Is it any wonder that 9 out of 10 leading makers of famous stockings advise new Ivory Flakes? They do, you know, 9 out of 10 of them. And when we say leading makers, well, we mean famous makers like the Mojud people, makers of the lovely sheer Mojud stockings.
And if they don't know what good the stockings are, I give up. So, help stop runs before they start. Now take heart, do your part. Ivory Flakes each night are smart. Well, that way, I promise you, you'll help your stockings to wear and wear and wear.